Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood. It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
Tyler Perry is offering a $100,000 reward for information leading to the whereabouts of two Florida men who went missing 10 years ago after separate encounters with the sheriff's deputy. Perry joined the Reverend Al Sharpton, an NAACP president, to offer the reward in hopes of learning what happened to Terrence Williams and Felipe Santos. Both men disappeared after separate traffic stops by Deputy Stephen Calkins 3 months apart in 2003. Stevie Wonder may have been hit with the lowest tax lien in history, $40. The state of California hit Stevie with two separate tax liens that totaled that amount. The collection and penalties added up to $98, so in all, he owes the government $138. Comedian Cat Williams is back in the news. This time, he's being sued for failing to pay for a recently purchased 10-year-old SUV. According to a lawsuit, he brought the 2008 Expedition last October from a guy named Khosro Gharib, who claims Cat took the truck but never paid, and now owes him $7,500. Speaking of lawsuits, producer-rapper Teddy Riley has filed a lawsuit against its own daughter, Tasia. He filed a copyright infringement suit. In 2010, she attempted a singing career with a group known as Radar, featuring her two other sisters. The suit alleges they tried to use his music without permission. The suit names Tasia and her label, but not her sisters. As previously reported in 2009, Teddy and Tasia made headlines after an altercation during a family gathering, which resulted in six LAPD officers and a helicopter being dispatched and Teddy being restrained. Rapper Nas suffered a minor medical scare and was rushed to the hospital over the weekend. He was hospitalized with vertigo. Nas took to Twitter to update his fans on his condition and said that he's doing much better. Rihanna's former accountants, who she's suing for negligence, have been granted permission to interview her mother, Monica, because she signed the original contract since Rihanna was a minor at the time. Rihanna failed to legally prevent the accountant firm from speaking to her mother.